Welcome to the Odds Breakers, number one place for shared sharp betting information.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Kiev O'Neill, your Big Ten specialist. You can tweet me at the Public Dog or tweet us at the Odds Breakers. We have Fast Money Eddie back. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. You know, it's now February, which means we're almost to March. It's starting to get to that point, and I'm loving it.
Oh, God, yeah. And we're finally done with the distraction of the pass interference league. There's no more football. The Super Bowl's over. And it was an awesome Super Bowl, don't get me wrong. It was very entertaining, let's just say. Boy, did the over kill it in that game. But we hit a lot of good prop bets. The Nick Foles MVP was huge. It was a lot of fun. The Super Bowl was a ton of fun. And, yeah, I mean, there's some bad calls both ways. But, you know, either way, that whole stupid catch rule came into effect again and just embarrassing the league. You know, the Patriots had one penalty and still lost the game. It was pretty interesting. But more importantly, man, college basketball's been rolling. I've been on a killer streak lately. I think I've won 7 in my past 8. That Purdue game last night versus Ohio State, we had Ohio State on the money line at +410. Plus, we had a bigger bet on the spread to back it up, and that was just awesome. It was an awesome game. Ohio State, I was surprised that pulled it out the way that game looked. You know what happened? Purdue went really cold that game, and they just couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the last second part of the second half. Pretty awesome game today, though. You were watching that. I'm guessing you were watching Duke, North Carolina, right?
Oh, yeah. I was all over that game. I ended up taking a second half bet, which if a lot of listeners don't really have a side on the full game, you can always get some value on the second half. And like I said, I ended up taking North Carolina -2 second half tonight, and they ended up coming out really hot the second half, and they did not look back, and they put away Duke tonight.
Yeah, you know, one thing you notice about Duke, they really don't like to play defense by the rim. Their games really score up high, and they're a fast-running team. They've always been like that under Krzyzewski. But, you know, that's why those good defensive teams, or if you play some defense, you definitely have a shot at beating Duke. It's really if they get offensive rebounds or not. If they don't get any rebounds, they're usually in a little bit of trouble. But this might put Duke out of the top 10 after this loss, because they just recently – you know, lost to Virginia, and they just lost to St. Joe's. And, you know, talking to our other guy, Dan, our Big East guy, man, I cannot believe St. Joe's beats Duke, and then they come, you think it's like their super letdown spot, but no, they beat freaking number one Villanova. Big East is freaking crazy right now, man. But unfortunately for St. John's, that's still not enough to get in the tournament, because they're not going to have, you know, 16, 17 wins this year. There's no way. So I just think that it was really cool to see. Sometimes you see one team beat a top 4 team just twice in a row like that. It was pretty intense. But let's get into the weekend, where everybody likes to watch college basketball and everybody likes to bet and everybody likes to make some money and everybody likes to be right. Am I right? Let's look at Friday. Let's look at Friday. Okay, so, you know, what's really interesting, I keep running into you guys when there's only Saturday games. I almost should have you and Danny flip-flop. But there's only one Big Ten game on Friday, and I'm going to cover that. It is Minnesota versus Indiana. The Gophers kind of been in free fall mode for a while. I think they only have like 3 Big Ten wins or 3-10. You know, they came in to the Big Ten season a top 25 team, and now they're barely in the top 80. I question Richard Pitino's state of mind, since his dad has been through all that trouble the last 2 years. since he went through all that controversy. I wonder if it's affecting him mentally at all. If he feels, you know, like he maybe he doesn't belong as much. I don't know. But this team is in trouble. They can't play defense. They score at home, but they don't do well on the road. Nate Mason is their best player, scoring about 19 points a game. He's a beast. But he definitely fails on the defensive side. Indiana's been playing extremely well since that loss to Michigan State back in January. One place that Indiana isn't good is shooting the three, okay? Neither team is that good at shooting it or defending it. They're not even probably the top half of the league. But you got to give the edge to Indiana for their defense. They're a 99 efficiency on the KenPoms. That's an adjusted efficiency rating with respect to the teams they played. Means it gives you an adjustment for schedule. And Minnesota's 103 on the KenPom. So you definitely got to get, you know, you see that this is going to be favored. I got the over-under at 150, which is not out yet. I have Indiana to win this game by 4.2 points, okay? And that, but the problem is, I was leaning Indiana. I think, you know, I was going to take them up to 5 or 6 here because of how bad the Gophers have been doing. But the spread came out at -6, and now it's at -7. So I literally, for tomorrow, if I get a 7.5, I might have to come back on Minnesota a little bit just because my number was at about 4.2. I mean, these teams aren't too far from each other. You know, from a power rating standpoint, they're really close. I think Minnesota is number 93 in the KenPoms. Indiana is 81. You know, there's not that much of a difference really there in efficiency. So you look at this game, and, you know, you think it's, you know, Indiana should win by 4 or 5 points, but now that's all the way up to 7. I have to lean towards the Minnesota side just to think that they're going to, you know, try to play hard this game. But I'm going to be looking at the total. I got the total at 150. Any deviation, 4 points or more, I'm very comfortable taking. We'll tweet that out tomorrow. That's all we got for Big Ten play on Friday. I don't think that there's any good top 25 games on Friday either. Rhode Island is playing Davidson. Ooh, yeah, don't know. Thanks. You're right. Friday slate looked pretty bad. But the good news is for everyone going to Vegas or anyone ready to watch some basketball now that Super Bowl's over, Saturday we got some games. Why don't you start out with Saturday there, Eddie?
Yeah, the Saturday, I mean, there's a handful of you know, great games all across, not even from a betting perspective, but just the fan side of it. But first game I'm looking at is an early tip-off, 11 a.m., and that is Oklahoma is heading to West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are talking about West Virginia got their mojo back last week. I still don't know about that. I mean, they've been so up and down, hot and cold. I don't get them. Same with Kansas still.
Right.
The whole Big 12. I mean, it's been crazy. I figured it'd be like this, you know, just a straight, just grinder, you know, all these teams beating each other, you know,
yeah,
with the home and away, you know, back to back, not back to backs, but, on the schedule.
Oh yeah.
And
flat as heck, man. Some of these every single team is going into a flat spot at some time. Look at how bad Oklahoma is in their flat spot right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
With them, yeah, and like I feel, you know, like Trae Young, he like I mentioned, I think it was the last podcast, that some teams might be starting to figure him out a little bit, or yeah, what they can do once they take him away from the game. Mm-hmm. They start focusing on, you know, the other players like McGusty and all of them down low. So that really wears him down, I feel like, too.
Right. It really does. The guy plays tons of minutes. He averages 30 points a game, you know, 9.3 assists per game. The guy's a beast, But, you know, it really makes everyone else lethargic. And I think Oklahoma's still has to figure that out. But they're in their flat spot. It looks like West Virginia might have come out of their flat spot. I put a little money on them to beat Oklahoma. They did at Oklahoma. But now they go to Oklahoma State, you know. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, Oklahoma State's going to West Virginia now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, back to that. I mean, West Virginia, I think old Bob Huggins, I think he, you know, had a talk with his team, and he probably told him it's time to, you know, nut up or shut up because, I mean, they're still averaging 80 points per game. They came off that big win last weekend. So I feel like they do have some good momentum heading into this game against Oklahoma State. They will probably be about a 6-point favorite, I would say. Oklahoma State heading to West Virginia.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma State, they have to go on a huge end of the season run and huge conference tourney, you know, to try the big tournament, the March Madness. So I will be laying whatever the points is with West Virginia. As long as it's not too outrageous, I will be taking West Virginia.
Yeah, you know, like maybe between 5 and like 7 or 8. You know, Oklahoma.
Yeah, as long as it's not double digits. If it's double digits, I might have to lean the other way, like you were saying with Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, I see that. Oklahoma State is almost at the verge being 4-7 in the Big 12. That maybe they just kind of know they're pretty much going to be an NIT team. It's hard to gauge their motivation here, but West Virginia is pissed. They're ranked 19th now. They need to win this game. I definitely can see them playing well here. So I always take notes.
Yeah, and they still have they're only one game behind in the Big 12 right now. So, you know, they have tons of momentum, tons of factors going into this game. So I really like that unless it gets up to double digits.
Yeah, double digits. We'll definitely take a different look at that. I haven't been able to look at the public power ratings and try to predict some sort of a spread on this. Obviously, I usually do that before the game. I would say that you're right. They're going to probably be a 6 or 7 point spread coming out of this. Nice. So we'll look to West Virginia a little bit when this game comes. All right, let's get in the Big Ten again. So what we got next? We have Northwestern versus Maryland. And there's 4 Big Ten games on Saturday, February 11th. Northwestern's coming off a huge, disappointing home loss to Michigan State. I mean, they had them, and then they screwed it up. They almost had this game, and now the tournament's looking a little bit more, a little bit more bleak to this team. Maryland's caught some wind. They've been playing better since losing Justin Jackson. You know, I think I talked a little bit about that. They kind of figured it out. Anthony Cowan seems to be very good on their team, their stud guard. He's kind of picked up the slack. They keep every game close, okay? So Maryland should be favored by 5 points here when the spread comes out on this. And the fact that they're at home, I really like that they have a really good home court advantage. I like it up to 7. Okay, so I have Maryland by 7. So when this comes to 5, I will take it all the way up to 6.5. And the total should be 137. We'll see where the total comes out. Obviously, I can't predict yet. But right now, I got Maryland 72-65 in this game. So this will be a play for me, and I will be on Maryland versus Northwestern. All right, what we got next for the Big 12?
The next game I'm looking at is the one team in the Big 12 tied with Kansas. Texas Tech is heading to Kansas State, and Kansas State's coming off that big outright win against Texas last night. And with this game here, I'm looking at the Kansas State side because, I mean, number one, it's a revenge spot. Kansas State got blown out by Tech in early January by like 20 points or so, and now that Tech is heading to Kansas State, like I was talking about with West Virginia, Kansas State has tons of momentum coming into this game. They're only two games out of first place in the Big 12 right now.
Nice.
Like I said, the Big 12 is just crazy right now, and I've been on Kansas State all season long. They're one of my sleeper teams, and I feel like this is almost like a – not a – I guess it is a must-win. Every game is a must-win, but at home, and I feel like it's a really good tourney resume builder for Kansas State if they get this win back, and they're getting Stokes back. Barry Brown has been unbelievable. He stepped up and had to be a true point guard when Stokes went down, but now they got him back. Diarra, another player for Kansas State who has stepped up huge, as well as Dean Wade, who's been there the last 3 years. So, yeah, with this game, I will have a play on Kansas State. But Texas Tech, they do scare me a little bit, but I feel like Kansas State does have the size on them, and I think it's going to be a really good game. But, yeah, I'll definitely have a play on Kansas State. I think it'll come out a much closer spread than what people think. I think Tech might – it might be close to a pick 'em, to be honest. But, yeah, either way, I will have a play on Kansas State.
Okay, so you like Penn State, Kansas State for the win. I think being the seventh team, the public's going to bet on Texas Tech a little bit here. And, you know, since they're a top 10 team, you're going to see that. And they're going to be a road dog, a road favorite going against a tough home dog. That's when I think Kansas State's going to have value. So definitely look to be taking Kansas State there. If the odds makers are smart, they come out having Kansas State favored by 2 and have the public take it to a pick 'em. But we'll see. They might come up as a pick 'em and have the public take it to -2 Texas Tech. Okay. So that's what I definitely, yeah, I agree with you. Kansas State, this is just like we say with the Big 12, the home court's going to fly in this one. All right.
Yeah, they also,
well, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, they also, like I said, Tech is still scary with, Keenan Evans and that freshman, Zaire Smith. But, yeah, with Kansas State, I'm hoping that they're a small underdog so I can sprinkle some on the money line as well as I will take the points. But yeah, we'll just see what it comes out. Like, you know how all of our listeners know, it's kind of tough to sometimes predict the spread on these Saturday games that aren't out yet. So, yeah, just keep a lookout for that spread, and I will be on Kansas State.
Yeah, the best way to look at it is, the pure par rings is going to have it close to a pick 'em, just like you said. So definitely look at it that way. Now this might be the best game in all of college basketball this Saturday in the Big Ten, and it is Purdue playing Michigan State. Number 3 Purdue versus number 4 Michigan State. We've been waiting for this matchup, us Big Ten people. We have been dying for this matchup. Now, this game set up just perfectly for how I want to play it. They're both ranked, obviously, very high. Okay. These teams are looking for that number 1 seed type position. I think this game will probably might lock one of these teams, unless a catastrophe happens after this game, into a number 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. Both these teams are top 8 in 3-point percentage out of 351 teams in college basketball. Purdue is very good 3-point percentage on the road, 42%. And the key to this game is turnovers. Purdue ranks 25th, having only 11 turnovers per game, while Michigan State ranks 244th at 14 point some turnovers a game. That's awful. And I think that's where this is going to start setting up perfect, because Purdue just lost to Ohio State. That couldn't have come at a more perfect time to be on Purdue at Michigan State here. I think Carson Edwards is an absolute beast for Purdue. They shot so bad last game. That's going to change, and they're going to shoot great. He creates matchup problems while driving to the hole, passing up to Isaac Haas, who's the guy is so big. He's like the white Shaq. If you ever see this guy hit somebody, they fall down. He's just a beast. He can get by the rim and he's going to have a great game. The only thing that could screw this is if the Miles Bridges and Josh Langford have their way this game. You know, if they just have their way on Purdue, it'll be a shootout. But I don't think they will, because the two big men for Purdue is going to is definitely going to stop this team. So Michigan State should be a 1.5 favorite here, especially now that Purdue just lost, you know, because Purdue is roughly at 1 or 2 point better in the power ratings. So you're looking at going to be a home dog. But I actually have this game calculated as about a pick 'em, but now that they lost to Ohio State, that's more of a lean to Purdue. It's a play on Purdue. I am taking Purdue to win this game, and I'm going to be taking them on the money line as well, a little bit more than a sprinkle when this game comes out. I have this game 76-76 with 152 over under. So Purdue's the play. Make sure you tune in. All right. Back to Big 12. Now, you're not going to be on a lot of these games, I know, but why don't you let's look at that Oklahoma-Iowa State game. What do you not like about this game?
Well, first off, before I get into that, I will be on Purdue with you, by the way. I really like the way that team's playing, and they got a lot of veteran leadership on that side. So, yeah, I'll be taking Purdue with you for sure.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think it's their year. I think they're going to get a number one seed in the tournament. I think, you know, last year when they had, what's his name? He went to the end. Caleb Swanigan. You know, it's kind of a guard's game and a swing type offensive game nowadays. And he was a beast down low, but Purdue couldn't shoot like they needed to last year. Now they can shoot and they can defend down low and rebound. You know, they're just that better of a team now. But cool, man. Glad you agree with that. Oklahoma, Iowa State. How do we feel? Is Oklahoma going to break out of this slump? Is Iowa State a slump buster for them? 3-8 in the Big 12, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely. It's not the best Big 12 weekend compared to some of the other weekends we've had. But yeah, with this game, OU, like you just said, in a huge slump. I kind of want to credit Texas a little bit for that, maybe.
Yeah.
When they got the outright win last weekend.
Your team.
But OU, hasn't been the best road team all season. You know, they're only 2-5 against the spread away. Iowa State, though, they're only 4-5 home against the spread. But still, with this game, I don't know where OU and Trey Young. I don't know where Trey Young's head is right now. He looked for one of the first times against Texas. He looked almost like he was shooken up after the game, you know. Mm-hmm. And same with the other night. Supposedly he had the flu. I don't know if that factored into it. Yeah, but I can't take a side on this game. I really can't. I know OU will be favored, but I can either see it be a really close game or an OU blowout.
Right.
That could be something to look out for.
Yeah, you know, I think OU coming to be a 5 or 6 point favorite at Iowa State. Iowa State always had that number one home court advantage, which you never wanted to bet against. You know, so I can definitely see why you think stay away at this game. Absolutely. It's something to think about.
Because I think I mean, if I did have a lean or if I was to take anything, I probably would lay the points with OU just because they still average crazy numbers. Like I said, I either think it's going to be an OU blowout or it's going to be a really close game and Iowa State could cover. But, yeah, either way, I will probably be laying off that game.
Right. Yeah, good advice. Let's see what if Oklahoma can get out of this slump. All right. Rutgers versus Nebraska. You know, what more can I say about Tim Miles? He's killing it, 18-8, fourth in the Big Ten. When was the last time Nebraska basketball was fourth in anything? Not for a long time, but I'll tell you this. It's looking like Nebraska is definitely going to make the tournament here. I'm just pulling up their schedule here. They right now only have Rutgers, Maryland, Illinois, Indiana, and Penn State left on their schedule. And they're already fourth in the Big Ten with 18 wins. They are in the NCAA tournament. And I'm so happy as hell that a couple weeks back we bet them and got them at 1,000-1 because that's going to be so easily hedged. And hell, you might even get lucky in their favor the first game or two and just have, you know, either bet for less to hedge that or possibly double up by taking a spread bet. So this is awesome. Rutgers, on the other hand, is an awful road team. Their last four road games, they lost by 15 points or more. The last four. Nebraska beat them at Rutgers by 6 when they are more healthy, but Rutgers is a bit beat up. You know, I think Nebraska will be about a 12-point favorite here. My numbers, unfortunately, say 11. So they're going to come out hard on Nebraska, my guess is, because I think Vegas is finally catching up on them. They've been our nice little sweet little secret, just like your Kansas State secret this year. Hard to gauge motivation. I mean, is Nebraska going to be that motivated to blow out Rutgers? They probably need a break. I don't know. But this is probably a stay away. Unless this is in the single digits, then I'm going to be on Nebraska. But like I'm saying, I think the spread's going to be a 12, and it's probably possibly going to be a non-play. I have the over-under at 131, so we'll see if there's going to be a play on the total. I'm going to quick cover the next game because it's pretty obvious. Iowa versus Ohio State. I didn't even do much work in this game, and this is why. Iowa, after a heartbreaking loss to Michigan State, when leading the full game versus Ohio State, which went to West Lafayette at Purdue and beating them outright. So you have Ohio State with their letdown spot, and you have Iowa that's either completely pissed by their heartbreaking loss to Michigan State. This looks like a spot to me that you just can't even touch. Iowa versus Ohio State, you can't touch the total, you can't touch the side. So no play on Iowa versus Ohio State this weekend. But there's a couple games on Sunday. Do you have anything else to talk about on Saturday for the Big 12, Eddie?
On Saturday, the only two I mentioned that we'll be taking, you know, will be West Virginia and Kansas State. But other than the Oklahoma game we just covered, Texas is heading to TCU, and I think this game will come out probably TCU -2. Like I said, I won't have a side on it, but TCU, they need all the wins they can get. They need all the momentum they can get. You know, they lost Jalen Fisher, their starting point guard, a couple weeks ago. They've really been trying to find their groove with that. And they still remain really tough. And Texas, you know, it could be another letdown spot, possibly. I don't think they were looking ahead or anything to this game. But that's just one other game I may keep an eye on. If anything, I would have to lean TCU just because that's another revenge factor. The first game was a really close game whenever TCU played in Austin. So, yeah, this is a game I'm looking out. If I can find the right number, I will tweet it out. But I more than likely won't have a play, but if I do, it will be TCU.
Nice. I misspoke before when I said Northwestern's coming off a heartbreaking loss to Michigan State. It was Iowa, the ones that came off the loss to Michigan State. Northwestern beat Michigan, so that's another reason why I'm fading Northwestern against Maryland. So I don't know why I said it like that. I was a little mixed up there. Long fuck freaking day.
So, man,
TCU Texas, it's gonna be cool. I mean, this has kind of developed into a little rival, I think, in football and in basketball. TCU's just kind of came out of nowhere with both the major sports the last 10 years, right? TCU, man, you know, I'm excited for this spread coming out. It's going to be really close. I think they're going to give TCU like a 2-point advantage here, but man, I'm excited to see if you're able to find something on the total or the spread on that one. I wish there was a Big 12 game on Sunday. There are a couple Big 10 games on Sunday, so I'll quick cover that. We're getting short on time. Michigan versus Wisconsin. This one's pretty simple to me. Michigan's coming off that bad loss to Northwestern. Depending upon what Wisconsin does tonight will kind of determine how I'm going to play it. Assuming Wisconsin beats Illinois, I'll definitely be on Michigan. Neither team shoots the three that well. The keys here is Michigan is number three in turnovers. They only give away the ball 9.4 per game. They're also decent at forcing turnovers, and Wisconsin's awful at forcing turnovers, ranking in the 300. Moritz Wagner, man, the guy's a beast, and Duncan Robinson, that's going to be a matchup that Hap can't, you know, live with. He's been destroying Illinois tonight, but Ethan Happ's gonna have some serious problems in the paint against Wagner and Robinson. And so, you know, being Michigan's at Wisconsin, 64-61 is what's gonna happen, I think, with a total of 125 is my number. But because of Michigan's recent loss and Wisconsin woes, I like it more to 65-60. So I'm gonna take Michigan -3 all day. The spread's gonna come out. Michigan -3. I'm happy to take them all the way up to -5 or more. I'll be tweeting that out on Sunday for sure. And I'm going to look towards the under, too. If that under is anywhere above 127, 128, I'm going to be looking at the under. I think it will be. Both these teams play slow. So be looking at that under for Michigan versus Wisconsin. Excuse me. Penn State versus Illinois. Penn State is a legit bubble team right now. 17-9. Okay, can't believe Penn State is 17-9, ranking sixth in the Big Ten, and they need to keep winning to get in the tournament. They don't want another NIT. That's their goal. They saw Northwestern make it in last year for the first time. They want to be in the tournament again for the first time in a long time. I'm going to base this game off what happens to Illinois, Wisconsin tonight too, but I have this game, Penn State winning 76-74 with 150 total. I think the spread's going to be a pick 'em, and if the spread is a pick 'em, I will be on Michigan State. Penn State. It looks like Wisconsin's winning with 3 minutes left, 68-64. But Illinois is one of the worst teams in the Big Ten. We know that. So I'll be leaning Penn State for sure on Sunday, as long as it's not above them being favored by 2 or 3 points. Illinois, you know, the last couple games has been pretty tough, so we'll see what happens here. Any last thoughts, Eddie, you want to add?
Not too much. I'm just, like I said at the beginning, you know, it's February. We're picking up even more momentum. It's really starting to come down to the wire, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we've been on a roll lately. I think I've been 7 of 8 of my last 8 plays. I know Danny's been killing it. You've been killing it too with all your tweets. We've been on, man. My bankroll's been going.
Yeah,
up.
Definitely.
It's been nice to see. So if you guys have any games you want me to quick power rank breakdown, give you my score, I'm more than happy to answer you. Please tweet me at the Odds Breakers. Doesn't have to be Big 10 or Big 12 or Big East. It can be any conference. Now, obviously my knowledge more on injuries, on look ahead spots, and matchups are better in the Big Ten, but I still watch tons of college basketball, ACC, you know, Pac-12. I still watch it all. Even some of the smaller conferences, the Missouri Valley, the MAC, I get into it all. So if you have any questions and just want an opinion on something, we're more than happy to answer you. You can tweet Eddie at Fast Money Eddie for anything for the Big 12 or anything else. We're more than happy to help out. As soon as the March Madness comes, we're going to be on a little bit more often. We're going to be doing some earlier shows. Going to be on Monday and Tuesday. We're going to have a podcast release for those tournaments. You're going to want to tune in. Might even get to 2 podcasts a week. We'll see. All right. Well, everyone, thank you very much for tuning in. Best luck on your bets this weekend. Go win some money.